This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned into the morning. Not the morning run. It's a force of habit there. It's way late in the afternoon. You're tuned in to BFM 89.9. I'm Roshan Kanesan, together with Wong Xiaoning. It's a force of habit over there.
I don't blame you, Roshan. It's been a political whirlwind, and we normally don't broadcast on weekends. But we started last night at 7:30 p.m. and we had to come into the station and report what was the latest news and get everyone informed and talk to all the commentators, because this really is something very important to Malaysia.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. We've been speaking to a range of commentators on views and their analysis on the political developments of not just overnight, but over the past week as well, and how all this has led to the swearing in of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as the 8th Prime Minister of Malaysia earlier this morning. Now, to get some views from the civil society, we have on the line with us Ivy Josiah, who is a women's rights activist. And welcome to the show, Ivy.
Hi, Roshan. Good afternoon.
And let's take a look at one of your tweets earlier today. You tweeted that something has died, but not our spirits, our hopes, or our desire to save Malaysia. Now, as a seasoned activist, Ivy, how do you view the reality that we're now in?
Well, you know, as a seasoned activist, as a women's rights activist, you know, we are used to being beaten down, especially women, and we keep getting up again and getting up again and winning and gaining. I know something did die today, but we have to remember it is new, old Malaysia that we have. You know, it seems as if all the efforts that we put in May 18 has gone south. We have to remember that we did it once. We changed Malaysia in May 2018. I'm very angry, hurt, and betrayed, but still very, very strong. I think we all are. I mean, I look at the young people that gathered here last night at Dataran. They're gathering today. And then when you look at all the social media, the tweets, and everybody petitions, you know, begging and appealing to the king. I think we want some justice. And I also want to say, Roshan, if I may, that I want to say that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is not my prime minister. I want a logical answer to this. How can Tun Mahathir, who says he's got the simple majority, and we're not really clear what exactly Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has, how can the losers become winners and winners become losers? Meaning, you know, how can the man or the prime minister or the leader who's got the most number of MPs, how can he not be the prime minister? But more so, Roshan, is the institutional reform. How can a political system allow for this kind of party hopping? Let's get to the root of the problem. An MP that I voted for, who belonged to Pakatan Harapan, he's no longer with Pakatan Harapan. So he should just resign and run again. We should really try and change the system.
Yeah, Ivy, there has been some unhappiness, and we can see that visibly on social media and on tweets. It's just how best can you channel that unhappiness so that the politicians hear, because there's this sense of powerlessness.
This is it, isn't it? Because we voted for these people, and you know, most people are like, this is what happens. Politicians are really bad. But no, I've known some of the best politicians the last 2 years. We've been working very closely with the Ministry of Women, with Hannah, with Dr. Wan Aziza, and we're making strides. You know, we're going to put in the sexual harassment bill into Parliament in March. So I know there are great politicians out there. I've worked with them, with all these people, right? So I know there are good politicians, but right now it leaves a very bad taste in the mouth. So we need to figure out these bad politicians, which I hope are a few, but right now there seems to be so many selfish men out there. We need to change the system, party hopping for a start. We cannot allow for party hopping. You see, we are trying to appeal to the morals and the ethics to say, this is not right. You came in on one ticket and now you're leaving and going by the back door with another ticket. We think morally and ethically they should be able to say, no, we can't do it. And I applaud those who came back. I understand Baru Bian, who left, is now back. A few who left are back. So maybe their conscience got better of them. So we're appealing to their ethics and their morals, but obviously that's not enough. And that is why I think we need to have a very strong law on party hopping. We need to really, really give space to young people. You know, really, young people, like the two of you, you know, we need to educate and get young people's voices out. They need to start running for positions. They need to form new parties. They have to. We need to have a look at different political scenario, a different political culture, because the present political culture just simply, I can't say the four-letter word, is simply not acceptable, right?
So, I mean, right now there's a lot of concern, or there's been some concern expressed by that the reform agenda, which Paktang Harapan has been carrying out, could be rolled back. Now, looking forward, do you see this happening, especially for progress on women's women and girls' rights? I think you were talking about the sexual harassment bill that was supposed to be tabled in the next parliament sitting.
Exactly. Sexual harassment bill, gender equality bill, there's an incredible package around child marriage, right? We are working towards eliminating child marriage. Now, my question to me, to PASS and UMNO, will they support this or not? Because our past 60 years of experience has been that both UMNO and PASS, especially PASS, have not been very good on women's rights, you know. UMNO in bits and pieces. The point is that their agenda was never a reform agenda. But Malaysians in 2018 voted for a reform agenda. As recent as a month ago, Tan Sri Mohamad Yassin was saying, "Look, the LTT is still legal. We haven't, you know, we haven't delisted them." So he appeared to be not too happy to releasing these Osman detainees, you know, who we found out later, you know, legally and morally speaking, they should have been released much earlier. So I am very worried about this new leadership and their gang and their club, because the members of the club, experience has shown over 60 years, they've not been very good on human rights. But so this is why we cannot give up. We have to rise again, and we have to keep knocking on their doors to say, we will not accept you if you do not have a reform agenda. We'll just have to keep the voter's voice now. It's very important. The rakyat's voice is very important. Very important.
And you mentioned working with politicians like Dr. Wan Azizah and Hannah Yeo. But do you see any champions of women or even women leaders in the Perikatan National Government now?
What is this new government called again? You mean the new government that has just been sworn in?
Yes, Perikatan
National, that's the name.
I have great difficulty in saying that, you know, ever. Okay, this new... I'm hard-pressed to think of anybody right now, because whenever I see any images of them having meetings, for a start, they all are men. Do you even see one woman at the table? No. But I don't see anybody there who's progressive, really. I do not see anybody. The pictures that I see, the people I see in like, you know, whether it's Tan Sri Mohamad Yassin, well, they've not demonstrated. All those pictures from Hadi and all, they have not, Zahid, they have not demonstrated any positions on women, right? But for me, for a start, visually, they all are men. There are no women at the table at all. So, yeah, I mean, I really want to also take this opportunity to thank the politicians, the ministers, the deputy ministers, you know, the MPs, Anwar Ibrahim's Human Rights Caucus, you know, all the backbenchers from Charles Santiago to Kashtaripa. I mean, I've got a list of people who I want to thank, you know. They've been so supportive of women's issues, about the IPCMC, the police commission, about human rights issues. Whatever people may say, we on the ground, working as advocates over the past 2 years, have found a much more open government. And I can say this with confidence because I've been doing this work for 30 years. And the last 2 years has been a very different space.
And Ivy, do you think that what are some of the things that you've worked on that maybe haven't gotten enough attention in the last 2 years? Because a lot of times there's always a lot of, even in the past 2 years, there's been unhappiness expressed in terms of the reform agenda. What do you think didn't get enough press or attention?
Certainly SOSMA, the human rights laws, right? Detention without trial, that's not getting enough. That's not getting enough attention. The IPCMC is getting attention, but it's not going anywhere. We wanted the Independent Police Commission, and that was going to be very important, especially, you know, now that we're going into this new phase where most of us fear they'll be more conservative and more oppressive. We should have had an Independent Police Commission set up, you know, 2 years ago. So I think where human rights is concerned, civil and political rights specifically have not been addressed. What about the limited term for the Prime Minister? That was not addressed. So yes, I think there were some areas that were not addressed, but we kept thinking, never mind, slowly, right? We've got 5 years to do. So everything in hindsight, some things should have been should have been achieved in the first year itself, while, you know, there was a lot of enthusiasm and steam. So certainly civil political rights, human rights, that they have not been addressed properly.
And Ivy, how should women's voices be heard now? I mean, we are 50% of the population, but quite silent in this whole political world storm. What should we do, regardless of individual political beliefs?
I don't think we are silent at all in this political wildstorm. The women's groups, the Joint Action Group for Gender Equality, had come up with statements. There were young women yesterday at the Dasaran Merdeka. I mean, perhaps the media is not giving space for the women's voices, but we are out there. We are certainly out there, talking about it. Ambika was there last night on the ground. There were a lot of people already talking about what's happening, and already lamenting about, not lamenting, but demanding that, our votes have to be recognized. Do not just throw away the people's mandate that we worked very hard to make Malaysian new in 2018. So to go back to your question, women's voices are there. Perhaps it's not in mainstream media as yet. Well, thank you for the space, by the way. Yeah.
And Ivy, what would your message be to the next government in this, in not just the area of women's rights, but in terms of civil society as a whole?
My message to the new government is to ask yourselves, every one of you who are in new government, every one of you is going to be in cabinet, do you have a right to be here? Do you have the people's mandate? Do you have the moral mandate? Do you have the legal right to be in where you are?
All right, Ivy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ivy Josiah, a women's rights activist and a seasoned civil society leader. And I think that was quite a powerful conversation there. I'm a bit more hopeful. And I think what she's done there is remind us that this has been a long journey, right? And I think the highlighting of the amount of work that they've done, because maybe we didn't talk about that enough in the last 2 years.
Yeah, but we still have a long way to go in terms of pushing the women's rights movement, the agenda of women, and all the bills that are hopefully will still be passed.
Yeah, but most importantly, the mood, I think, was that the fight isn't over. And, whether it's when Parliament sits or GE15, it's important not to disengage. Engagement is the most important thing. And we're going into a few messages. And to take you there, we've got Edwin Starr with War, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.